بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ميراث الأنبياء ويب سايت is pleased to present the recording of a lesson in English titled Reading from Sheikh Sa'ad al-Hussein's Abridged Tafsir Ibn Kathir Juz Amma, delivered by Ustad Abu Ishaq Nadim حفظه الله تعالى during the blessed month of Ramadan in the year 1445 after Hijra. We ask Allah to make it a source of benefit for all.
Continuing our lessons reading from the Muhaddab of Tafsir Ibn Kathir by Sheikh Sa'ad Ibn Abd al-Rahman al-Husayn rahimahullah ta'ala. We commence today with Surah Al-Naba. And that is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Amma Yatasa'alun. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, what are they asking one another about? This is the meaning, and this refers to, as is mentioned in the tafsir, meaning, what is it that they are questioning? عن النبأ العظيم, meaning about the great news, which refers to the matter of the Qiyamah, the resurrection. Qatada and Ibn Zayd said it is the resurrection after death. الذي هم فيه مختلفون, about which they are in disagreement, which means that people are between those who believe in this, in the resurrection, and those who disbelieve. كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ نَي, they will come to know. Nay, again, they will come to know. And this is a threat against those people who reject the resurrection. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا, have we not made the earth as a bed? Meaning, easy for the creation to rest upon and soft enough for them to cultivate. وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادًا, and the mountains as pegs, meaning that we planted them firmly in the ground. وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا, and we have created you in pairs, meaning males and females. وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا, and we have made your sleep as a thing for rest, in that it cuts off as a time to seclude and cut off from all movement in order to gain rest from the striving for livelihood during the day. وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا, and we have made the night as a covering, meaning the people are covered with its darkness. Qatada said, meaning a time of peace. وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا, and we have made the day for livelihood, meaning so that people are able to go about with their and arrange their affairs for their livelihood, for their means of seeking provision. وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا, and we have built above you seven strong heavens, meaning the seven skies or the seven heavens, as-samawat as-sab'. وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجًا وَهَّاجًا, and we have made therein a shining lamp, meaning the sun that glows and shines with its light. وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُعْصِرَاتِ مَاءً ثَجَّاجًا, and we have sent down from the rainy clouds abundant water. Ali ibn Abi Talha, he said, narrating from Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, that مِنَ الْمُعْصِرَاتِ meaning from the clouds. And others from amongst him also said this, and this was the choice of Ibn Jarir. مَاءً ثجاجة, it was stated by Mujahid, Qatada, Rabi' ibn Anas that it means pouring down. And the Thawri said, following one another, meaning consistent. لِنُخْرِجَ بِهِ حَبًّا وَنَبَاتًا, that we may produce therewith corn and vegetations, meaning agriculture that is fresh and edible. وَجَنَّاتٍ أَلْفَافًا, jannat and gardens of thick growth. Jannat, gardens and orchards of all types of fruits. Al-Fafan, Ibn Abbas said, gathered together. Inna yawm al-fasli kana miqata. Indeed, the day of decision is a fixed time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he informs us about the day of decision. That is the day of resurrection. That it is a fixed and appointed time that shall not be surpassed, and neither shall it come before its time, and none knows its time exactly except Allah Azza wa Jal. As he said subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا نُؤَخِّرُهُ إِلَّا لِأَجَلٍ مَعْدُودٍ, and we do not delay it except to a fixed appointed time. يَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ فَتَأْتُونَ أَفْوَاجًا, the day when the trumpet will be blown and you shall come forth in crowds. Mujahid said, زُمَرًا زُمَرًا, meaning groups after groups. وَفُتِحَتِ السَّمَاءُ فَكَانَتْ أَبْوَابًا, and the heavens shall be opened and it will become as gates, meaning they will have different pathways and roads for the angels to descend. وَسُيِّرَتِ الْجِبَالُ فَكَانَتْ سَرَابًا, and the mountains shall be moved away from their places and they will be as if they were a mirage, meaning it will seem to the person looking at them that they are there. However, they are not there. And at that point, they will disappear altogether. As Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, as Allah Ta'ala says, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْجِبَالِ فَقُلْ يَنْسِفُهَا رَبِّي نَسْفًا, and they ask you about the mountains. So say, my Lord will totally destroy them. إِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ كَانَتْ مِرْصَادًا, indeed, hell is a place of ambush, meaning مَرْصَدَةٌ مُعَدَّةٌ, has been prepared for them. لِلطَّاغِينَ مَآبًا, a dwelling place for the transgressors, meaning a place that they will return to and end up in as their final abode. لَابِثِينَ فِيهَا أَحْقَابًا, they will abide therein for ages. And the word أَحْقَابًا, it comes from the word حُقُب, which means a period of time. And Qatada and Rabi'i ibn Anas said, a period of time that has no end. As Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا, to remain therein eternally. لا يذوقون فيها بردا ولا شرابا, they shall not taste anything cool therein, nor any drink, meaning they will not find any cool drink in the hellfire to cool their hearts down, and any pure drink for them to take nourishment from. And for this reason Allah Ta'ala said, إلا حميما وغساقا, except boiling water and dirty wound discharges. Al-Hamim is boiling water that has exceeded the pinnacle of its heat. And Al-Ghassaq is the pus of the people of the hellfire. Jaza'an wifaqa, an exact recompense, meaning perfectly in line with their corrupt actions. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا لَا يَرْجُونَ حِسَابًا. For indeed, they used not to look for a reckoning. Meaning, they never believed that they would ever be taken to account, and that there would be an accountability and a reckoning for them. وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا كِذَّابًا. But they belied our signs completely. وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا, meaning they used to deny the proofs that Allah sent them, that He sent that He sent down to them, the proofs and evidences that He sent down to them from with the messengers, totally denying that. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ كِتَابًا. And all things we have recorded in a book. Meaning, we knew the actions of our slaves. We wrote them down, and we shall account them for those actions. فَذُوقُوا فَلَن نَزِيدَكُمْ إِلَّا عَذَابًا. So taste the results of your actions. No increase shall we give you except in torment. Meaning, it will be said to the people of the hellfire, taste what you are in, and there will be no increase except of similar types of punishment. إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازًا. Verily, indeed, for the muttaqoon, there will be success. This word, al-muttaqeen, or al-muttaqoon, Al-Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, al-muttaqoon, those are those people who protected themselves from the punishment of Allah. Because the word muttaqoon, linguistically, it means those who protect themselves. Protect themselves from the punishment of Allah. And that is by doing whatever Allah commanded them to do, and by abandoning those things that Allah forbade them from doing. And sometimes Allah Ta'ala, Shaykh Uthaymeen continues and says, sometimes Allah Ta'ala commands something in order to protect yourself from Himself. And sometimes He commands you in order to protect yourself from the day of reckoning. And sometimes He commands you to protect yourself from the fire of hell. For example, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ وَاتَّقُوا النَّارِ. So protect yourself from Allah so that you may be successful, and protect yourselves from the fire. So here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned both commands of taqwa, to protect yourself from His punishment, from Him, and to protect yourself and the command to protect yourself from the fire. And Allah Ta'ala said, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. And protect yourself from a day that you will return to Allah. So here Allah Ta'ala commanded you to protect yourself from the day of accountability. And all of this goes down to one thing, and that is that a person protects himself from the sanctities of his Lord, and he fulfills his obedience, staying away from his disobedience. So the muttaqoon are those people who stood upright in fulfilling Allah's commands, and in staying away from and abandoning that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbade. Those are the people who will have mafazan. إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازًا. Verily, for the muttaqoon, there will be a success. And the meaning of mafazan, the success, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma said, مُنْتَزَهًا, which basically means a place of enjoyment and a place of relaxation. حَدَائِقَ وَأَعْنَابَ, gardens and vineyards. And these are the various types of orchards and gardens of palm trees and other such trees. كَوَاعِبَ, Atraba, and young, full-breasted maidens of equal age. And they are the Hur in paradise. All Atraban, meaning of one age. Waka'san dihaqa, and a full cup. Ibn Abbas said, or a cup which is dihaqan, which means a cup which is full. La yasma'una fiha lagwan wala kithaba, no false and evil talk shall they hear therein, nor lying. Meaning, there is no filthy and speech without benefit, nor sinful speech, nor lying in that place. Jaza'an min Rabbika ata'an hisaba, a reward from your Lord. Meaning, in recompense from Allah for what they did. Ata'an hisaba, an ample calculated gift, meaning sufficient and complete for what the person had done. Rabbi samawati wal ardi wa ma baynahuma ar-Rahman, from the Lord of the heavens and the earth and whatsoever is in between them, the most gracious. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us about his greatness and about his majesty, and that he is the Lord of the heavens and the earth and all that is in them and all that is between them, and that his mercy encompassed all of his believing servants. لا يملكون منه خطابا. لا يملكون منه خطابا, meaning they will not be able to initiate speech with him except with his permission, subhanahu wa ta'ala. يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا لا يتكلمون. That day that الروح, which is the spirit or Jibreel alayhi salam, and the angels will stand forth in rows, they will not speak. This ayah refers to Jibreel alayhi salam, as Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, نَزَّلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنذِرِينَ. The Quran was sent down by the trustworthy spirit, meaning Jibreel alayhi salam, upon your heart, so that you may be from the warners, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is showing that the word ar-ruh in this ayah refers to Jibreel alayhi salam. And they will not speak, إِلَّا مَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ الرَّحْمَنِ, except him whom the Most Gracious has given permission to. إِلَّا مَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ الرَّحْمَنِ, as Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, لَا تَكَلَّمُ نَفْسٌ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ, no soul shall speak except with his permission. And it occurs in Sahih al-Bukhari, وَلَا يَتَكَلَّمُ يَوْمَئِذٍ إِلَّا الرُّسُلُ, none shall speak that day except the messengers, meaning that they were given permission. وَقَالَ صَوَابًا, and he will speak what is right, meaning he will speak the truth. ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَقِّ, that is without doubt the true day, meaning that day that will most certainly without a doubt take place. فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ مَآبًا, so whoever wills, let him seek a place with his Lord, meaning let him find his path of return, that a pathway that he is guided to Allah with. About this ayah, Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that this ayah means that whoever wishes to do actions that will return him to his Lord, to go back to him, that this refers to righteous actions, those actions that are in line with the pleasure of Allah ta'ala, meaning actions that return and bring about the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala is pleased with them. And this is the general will that a person has, which has been restricted in another ayah. As Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Al-Takwir, لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَسْتَقِيمُ وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Whoever wishes from amongst you to become upright, and you will not will except if Allah, the Lord of the creation, wills. Meaning, Shaykh says, Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen said, rahimahullah, meaning that we have the choice to choose the actions that we want to do. Nobody can force us to do those actions. Yet, despite that, our choice, our will, our want goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. You do not will except that which Allah wills. And the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified that in his book is so that a person would not fully rely upon himself and upon his own will and his own want and his own intentions. Rather, he knows that everything he does is tied into the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that way he turns to Allah and he asks him for guidance to do that which he loves and that which he is pleased with. And a person should not say, I'm free. I'll do whatever I want. I can behave in whichever way I want. Rather, we say that that is the case, but you are also tied to the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. So whatever we have willed of anything, it has already previously been willed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to happen. Inna anzarnakum adhaban qariba. Indeed, verily, we have warned you of a near torment, meaning Yawm al-Qiyamah, emphasizing that the inevitability of this day taking place has drawn near. يَوْمَ يَنْظُرُ الْمَرْءُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ. The day when man will see that which his hands have sent forth. Meaning, all of his actions will be presented to him. Just as Allah Ta'ala says in the Qur'an, وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. And they found everything that they did present in front of them. وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا. And the disbeliever will say, woe to me, would that I were dust. Meaning the disbeliever will hope and wish that day that in this dunya he was mere dust, not being taken to account for and not being punished. And that is when they see the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they witness it with their own eyes. So that is the end of Surah An-Naba. And bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, in the next class we'll start from Surah An-Nazi'at, inshallah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to benefit from that which we heard and to act upon the best of that which we know. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.